Hey, we're back, and we're talking to Jim Bovard, opinion columnist, who wrote an interesting article the other day that really, I think, is the face, another testimonial about this whole social media censorship issue, and we welcome him now to the program. How you doing, Jim? Thanks for calling.
Hey, doing good. Thanks for having me on.
Great to talk with you, and I was really struck by this because my wife was not allowed recently with a simple blog post about health on our website, drtober.com. I wrote about some weightlifting and how it's good for you. Facebook wouldn't let her take out a promotional ad for it because allegedly it was personal insensitive, and we can't figure out for the life of us why. Tell us your story. How did Facebook censor you?
Well, now to take a step back, you were saying that she'd done a post on weightlifting, and Facebook said it was too sensitive. I have the impression that a lot of the people who are running these kind of programs are members of the 45-pound bench press club, and so they might be opposed to any kind of strength. I don't know. Anyhow, my experience was I'd done a blog post on Waco, on Janet Reno, and her role in giving approval for the FBI to send in the tanks on April 19th, 1993, and that was an assault that ended with 80 people dead in flames. And as part of my post, I had a feature photograph, a well-known photograph of the Branch Davidian home going up in flames. I just put that in my blog, then I cross-posted on Facebook, and for the first time ever, it was blocked by Facebook, and it was like it was not appropriate. And I said, you know, what the heck is this? Actually, I had harsher words, but so the thing I did is go back and take the same blog post, change the headline, and instead of having the Waco flames photo, posted the official photograph of Janet Reno smiling. And Facebook had no trouble with that. But Facebook has a long history of blocking photos that basically embarrass the government. There was a famous photo from Vietnam of a young Vietnamese girl running naked after she'd been hit by napalm dropped by a plane. Facebook had blocked that thousands of times. They've stopped blocking that specific photo. But there's a lot of political sensitivity, and in other places around the world, like Germany or Turkey, Facebook is very active in censoring what the government once censored.
Yeah, so there seems to be, I mean, we just got done talking with Charlotte Hayes at Independent Women's Forum, and we talked about this. She wrote about that journalist who was trying to defend, the New York Times editorial board member who was, you know, wrote a lot of racist things. That got censored. Her defense of a liberal progressive.
Oh, really? Oh, that's a riot. Yeah.
And so
well,
it's really.
I mean,
you'd think they're in bed. You'd think that the Facebook and for that matter, Google. Well, we know Google's deeply entrenched in the White House, or at least in Obama's White House, and they come from the left. I mean, it just seems as though there's. Now, instead of a free and open platform for discussion, this is really becoming a major harness on anything from the right, or, well, I guess a lot from the right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's a major harness, but in many cases there have been absurd decisions to stop or block people. Facebook, I think, has realized that they're kind of looking like idiots. And that it's widely perceived as arbitrary and unfair. It's a private corporation, but it has, you know, part of the reason it has thrived is because it does have a reputation for openness and, you know, fairness. And if all of a sudden they're just dropping the hammer, like, on anybody for any absurd pretext, then, I think that there's already a mass exodus away from Facebook, and this will simply speed it up.
Well, you wonder if there wouldn't be some venture capitalists that would like, maybe Mitt Romney could get behind this. Of course, now he's running for office, so he has to probably be PC. I don't know. But if we could get some venture capitalists to start something, let's say Jim and Randy start Freebook, to where we really, you know, extol the virtues of whether it's left, right, middle, center, whatever, edge of the solar system. Let it be a free libertarian exchange of ideas, right? I mean, what's wrong with that?
That sounds good to me. I mean, I don't have any spare billions, but it would, you know, I think that's going to happen and this can be more likely to happen sooner if Facebook continues ravaging its own credibility with these type of arbitrary bans.
Yeah, you're seeing that with Twitter too. I mean, and you wonder how much of this to be a charitable to these to these organizations. You wonder how much of this is algorithmic and AI driven, and not a very intelligent, but you know what I mean, technologically speaking, AI driven. And they haven't refined it enough to try to, if they're going to do it, to be a little less heavy handed with it, right?
I think that might be part of it, but I think that there's, you know, there have been a lot of cases on Twitter of just folks who I've known personally who've gotten zapped for very minor comments, just kind of minor tiffs, and I've seen a lot of insults coming my way on Twitter, basically telling me that I should, you know, kill myself, and Twitter has no trouble with those, and I'm thinking like, well, that's a paradox. I mean, there are some stories I've written which folks have organized a massive, hostile Twitter response, and you know, this is how the game's played these days. I mean, it's no skin off my back.
There's no doubt that Zuckerberg is probably standing in the, you know, in the food line at the nearby church, because he's lost, you know, what, $29 billion in the last, you know, 3 months or something. God, I feel sorry. Let's get out the violins, huh, Jim? But I mean, I think that speaks to what the market is saying, and maybe the market will ultimately temper what's going on over there at Facebook.
I hope so, because someone needs to knock some. Someone needs to put some sense into them.
Yeah. Well, you know, Charlotte had the idea. She's a free marketeer. I'm a free marketeer. She actually said, though, and I want your opinion on this, that maybe it's time to think of them as a public utility and actually do some trust busting here. What say you?
I don't like that idea. I don't want politicians having more power over any situation like this. There are already quite a few liberal Democrats who are hollering that they've got to, you know, that Facebook has an obligation to make sure there's not any bad influences or foreign influences or this, that, or the other. And I would, you know, it's a bad situation now, but turning it into a public utility would probably make it a heck of a lot worse.
Yeah. Well, I tend to agree with you. And at the risk of being presumptuous, I bet you are more of a libertarian leaning individual from what I've learned of you.
Well, you know, I have to admit that's where I tend to lean.
There you go. Well, that's leaning in the right way. And I mean right in all the right ways. Hey, thank you very much for being with us, Jim Bovard. At Jim Bovard. Is it Bovard or Bovard?
Bovard, but lots of my relatives disagree.
Oh, okay. Hey, well, thanks for all you do. Appreciate it. And good luck. Hope you don't get censored more by the wonderful people there at Facebook. Maybe it's time we start that free book. I'll let you know if I can do an IPO on it, okay?
Sounds great. Hey, thanks for having me on.
All right, there he is, Jim Bovard, at Jim Bovard on Twitter.